The blueprint for my life didn't have room for a mistake this loud. In the world of Berlin's high-stakes architecture, a single millimeter of error can cause a skyscraper to groan, and a single night of weakness can cause a career to implode. Nobody warns you about the silence that follows the snap. They tell you ambition is a ladder, but they forget to mention the rungs are greased with the envy of men who've spent 40 years building monuments to their own egos. I stood at the floor-to-ceiling windows of my office on the top floor of the Köhler Vogt firm, watching the Spree River snake through the city like a dark, cold ribbon. My reflection looked back at me. Anke, the senior architect who had just secured the Nord Spree revitalization project. It was the crown jewel of the decade, a multi-billion euro development that would redefine the Berlin skyline. I should have been celebrating. I should have been tasting the champagne I'd left chilling on my desk. Instead, I tasted copper. My phone vibrated on the glass table. No name, just a file attachment. I didn't need to open it. I knew exactly what was in those frames. It was the lesson I hadn't prepared for. Experience had taught me that ambition makes enemies, but I hadn't realized until this exact moment that desire makes them bolder. They don't just want to beat you in a boardroom. They want to see the look on your face when they take everything you've built and turn it into ash. It started 3 months ago with Lucas. Lucas wasn't just another consultant. He was the son of Elias Fischer, the most powerful developer in Germany, and the man whose money was fueling my project. Lucas was everything my blueprints weren't: fluid, unpredictable, and dangerous. We were supposed to be discussing structural integrity over dinner. By midnight, we were discussing the lack of it in his penthouse overlooking the Brandenburg Gate. It was the first time in my 36 years I had allowed a variable I couldn't control into my life. I thought I was being careful. I'm an architect. I calculate wind loads and stress points. But I missed the camera hidden in the shadow of the minimalist shelving unit in his bedroom. I missed the fact that Lucas wasn't just a lover. He was a Trojan horse sent by the old guard partners at my own firm. Men like Klaus and Stefan, who couldn't stand the sight of a woman half their age holding the keys to the city. The ultimatum arrived in a crisp white envelope on my desk 10 minutes ago, right before the digital file hit my phone. Sabotage the structural audit for the Nord Spree Foundation. Ensure Fischer's lower grade concrete gets approved. Do this. And the footage of you and the developer's son, a massive conflict of interest and potential breach of ethics, disappears. Refuse. And you're not just fired, you're radioactive. The math was brutal. If I approved the subpar materials, the foundation would hold for maybe 20 years before the shifting Berlin soil caused catastrophic structural failure. I would be a criminal, a fraud, a disgrace to the craft. But if I refused, the footage would be leaked to the ethics committee and the press within the hour. I'd be the mistress of Nord Spree. A woman who slept her way to a contract and then compromised the firm's integrity. My career wouldn't just end. It would be cauterized. I walked back to my desk, my heels clicking like a countdown on the polished concrete. Desire had made me bold, and now it had made me a target. I looked at the audit report sitting in front of me. All I had to do was sign. One stroke of the pen and the nightmare would go back into the shadows. But that's the thing about blueprints. If the foundation is rotten, it doesn't matter how beautiful the glass facade is. The whole thing eventually comes down. I picked up the pen. My hand didn't shake. I'm German. We are raised on the cold logic of consequences. Klaus and Stefan thought they had trapped me in a choice between my reputation and my soul. They thought I would value the title of senior partner more than the physics of the buildings I designed. They were wrong. I didn't sign the audit. Instead, I opened a new document and began to type. Not a resignation, but a full disclosure. I detailed the bribe, the surveillance, and the names of the partners who had coordinated with Fischer's son. I attached the video file they had used to blackmail me. If I was going down, I was going to be the demolition charge that took the entire firm with me. Ambition makes enemies. Desire makes them bold. But desperation? Desperation makes you precise. I hit send to the entire board of directors, and the state prosecutor's office. Then I picked up the champagne bottle, poured a glass, and waited for the sunrise. The lesson no one warns you about is that sometimes, to build something that lasts, you have to burn the old structure to the ground first. The first siren started just as the sun hit the glass of the Reichstag. I stood up, smoothed my blazer, and walked toward the elevator. I had lost my job, my reputation, and my future in this city. But as I stepped into the morning air, I realized for the first time in months, I could breathe. The rungs of the ladder were gone, but the ground beneath my feet was finally solid.